ghouls. Son of a bitch. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
now?
Funny little green ghouls. Got...
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What
are you... Oh, green ghouls, buddy.
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not.
Yeah.
In progress.
Recording.
Got it.
Progress.
Hi. Area 215, but this is the bonus, so we're going to put this
bonus
up, and this one's going to be live, and we're not, that means we're not editing it.
Yeah, fucking Happy New Year's Eve, or,
Yeah, Happy New Year's Eve, this is going to be the last episode we're going to record for this year, and,
oof.
What?
Oof. It's fucking weird 3 years, man, I can't believe that.
I know, weird year. Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you good?
Let me shut the window.
All right.
There we go.
So this is our bonus episode, which means we're just going to be, you know, it's like what? Like more laid back a little bit, like not as organized. We have a couple things that we do, but nothing like
too structured.
Yeah. But one of the things that we usually do is we usually pick a tarot card for this one.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to use a tarot card that I've never used before. Look how gold the sides are. You can see it
so shimmery
on my face.
Wow, dude.
So this is the Vlad Dracula tarot.
Ooh.
It's pretty cool. I just like haven't ever used them. So this is going to be a tarot card that we pull at the beginning of the episode. And then we usually figure out if the themes fit.
Yeah, we pick it, and then at the end, we go through the description.
All right.
And we go, yeah, that made sense, or what? But every time it's made sense, so.
And this is also going to be the last, like, weird card of the new year, so maybe it might embody that, too.
Ah, fuck. Well, this would be year end, so hopefully it's done. Hopefully it's like, everything's changing next year.
All right. What do we got?
I can't see it.
The Page of Coins.
Oh.
And then they also have like these cute little like descriptions on the bottom.
What does it say?
It says
Vlad the Monk.
Vlad the Monk, Vlad Dracula's brother.
Ooh.
So gross. We got the Page of Coins.
All right. Page of Coins.
Keep that out. All right. So let me share me screen with you. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. So usually I do the structure of this, but this time Sam took it over. So I'm excited. Because usually I know what we're talking about. Now I have no idea.
Can you see my screen?
No.
Oh. Oh, never mind. I'm dummy desktop. Okay.
There it is. Oh, look at the puppy and the kitty.
Now you can see my stuff. All right.
Now I can see it.
So we're going to talk real briefly about the cryptid of the week.
Stop. That's amazing.
I have two, so we could either do this guy or we could just give a brief history on him later, or we could do Jimmy Squarefoot.
Yeah, we're doing Jimmy Squarefoot. He seems cool.
So I went through and picked this one out instead of like giving the one that the Cryptid Wiki gives you because this seemed more fun. All right, Jimmy Squarefoot. He is labeled a hairy humanoid, as it says up here. Thought that was
important. He doesn't look so hairy.
No, but his feet look hairy.
His feet do look hairy. He's got some hobbit-esque feet.
So he looks.
So it looks like he's wearing like weird Crocs, like mummy, like a mummy edition Croc.
Yeah, he does. So it's like picture like the torso and the head of a pig, but the arms of Gollum, and the legs of Gollum too, but with hobbit bigger feet.
Yeah, and it's bipedal, so it's like a standing pig.
Ugh. I guess it's more like a boar because he's got tusks.
Yes.
All right. So it says at the bottom of the Bala Gilbert Glen on the Isle of Man lies Greenaby. I can't read, guys. Just another thing.
You're nailing this.
Into the upper part of the Silverburn Glen. Just below here comes in the Awin Rish from, oh my God, this is literally like a bunch of words that I don't know how to say. Whatever, we're going to just skip because I didn't read.
Awin is going to be thronged old-fashioned inhabitants.
Yeah, but it doesn't, like...
They're listing a bunch of waterways.
Yeah, so, all right, fine. Here's another cryptid water thing. Like, a humble member of the fraternity was the unnaturally large black cat with flaming eyes nearly as big as saucers, which used to be seen in a field here. There was also the water monster of bovine appearance. Oh, so I guess it's saying, like, there's other weird shit that happened in the But,
right, like there were these weird black cats, and it looks like this guy haunted them.
So it says, the water monster of bovine appearance, which occasionally haunted one of the riverside meadows, the tall man without a head, and the something dark like a big chest or box, which moved about the road, have been identified by one of my informants, rightly or wrongly, with a much more unusual phenomena called Jimmy Squarefoot. So basically, Jimmy Squarefoot is a man with a pig's head and face, and he had two great tusks like a boar. He haunted all around like the Green Bay district. Wait, what? In a purely porcine? That's what I'm trying to say.
Porcine.
I think that might be referred to, or like, I don't know, whatever. We don't need to read all of this. It's not the point of this. Basically.
Wait, porcine of resembling a pig.
Okay, that's what I was going to like say, but I didn't want to sound stupid because I feel like.
No. It's a confusing word. I think they made it up.
Yeah, it might be. Who knows? All right, so. Basically, it seems like Jimmy Squarefoot is a weird cryptid that haunts a specific area in Britain. Very cool. Specific area, apparently. So let's see if there's anything else. Why does it say Squarefoot? Oh, God. Whether it is his friendly name or not, there is something engaging about Jimmy. When he used to charge out at wayfarers with gleaming tusks and whatever. I can't read. This is, oh, man, no.
This is good. This guy's fucking wild.
How he got dubbed Squarefoot. I have never been able to learn. Oh, okay. So this dude just doesn't even know why he's got the name Squarefoot. He's just going with it, which we're also going to go with it.
Right. I'm into it. I'm going to say it's because the bottom of his feet look square, like in a print.
Yeah.
Or something weird. Like his feet look weird.
Like skimming through this whole little thing, it's more description of where he lives more than like an actual story, though.
Right.
So that kind of sucks. I want more stories. For he seems to have an affinity with water, and though I have not tracked him to his lair with any degree of certainty, I incline to suspect. Why is this guy like using like he's? I feel like
big old words for no reason.
It just feels really unnatural. So maybe it's not just me like not being able to read. Like,
yeah, it seems like he went back and was like, "I need to change this word," and he just had a thesaurus and was like, "Bigger words.
I need to sound smarter."
And he like changed the words, but not the way the sentence is written.
Yeah, I incline to suspect a certain collection of large stones, now diminished in number and much overgrown, forming a sort of den in a field corner high above the Awin Rish, near a convergence with the Silverburn. All right, so
he built a structure.
So I think they're saying like the. Jimmy Squarefoot's lair is like a built structure in between like different like where like rivers meet.
Like okay, cool. Specifically. So he can build things. I like it.
I mean, that's basically it. Yeah. I mean, you can skim through this too. They don't really give a lot other than this guy writing, I guess, like he was told this and I guess tried looking for it, but he doesn't, there's no real accounts. This is kind of a bummer. I feel like we haven't, usually the ones that they pick, I guess, like there's a little bit more of a story to it, but this is what I get. I picked it.
I like it. He's cool looking. That's really all that matters. And you know how I've been making those like weird thingies? Have I shown you my weird dolls that I'm making?
Yes.
I want to make one that looks like this guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I want to make a boar head inspired dude. Well, fucking, all right, sick.
Hairy humanoid. You can call your series the Hairy Humanoid series.
I do need like a name for them, so.
I also figured today we would probably like very briefly, like laid back, go over, I guess, what The Wild Hunt is, since we brought it up in our last episode and both of us were like, yeah, like we kind of know about it. And I'm like, yeah, it was kind of like, I think I just like remember hearing about it and like the concept of it, but I don't think I really realized it dealt with Christmas specifically, or like not,
yeah,
but like I, it's more Christmassy times.
Yeah, I had heard of it, but more in the like, okay, we're talking about this person or this god or goddess, and they were involved in the wild hunt, but that was about, that's about it.
It seems to be right. So it seems like most like deities or like supernatural creatures, like we were saying before, just like exist in the wild hunt. But, you know, there's a bunch of different like reasons, or like there's a bunch of different people they say who lead the wild hunt, or like sometimes they'll just say it's like spirits or demons. And like the wild hunt is a concept that's gone through a bunch of mythos, not just Nordic mythos, but I think it's like more closely like related to Norse mythology, because the wild hunt of Odin is like, you know, like I guess like a more heard of thing.
But right, right.
This even goes as far as to be in Christian mythos, too.
Well, yeah, so I, like, briefly, when we were talking about it in the episode, I, like, briefly was like, oh, and sometimes it's the devil. But I didn't really look into that, so it does seem like it does cross over a little bit. But it looks like it comes from just, like, Europe in general, so that all makes, that all tracks.
Yeah, well, so it's not even just, not even just the devil, like when I mean like Christian lore. Where the hell did I just find that?
Yeah, like is, I wouldn't be surprised if like Gabriel was involved, or like the angels somehow, yeah, or something, you know?
So that's basically it. There's a lot of like angelic things. Oh, it's
angels are fucking,
oh my god. Crazy, can fucking Wikipedia chill on trying to get me to pay them?
It's like when they, it's like when NPR does their like money drives, and it's just like every 2 minutes they're like, hey, so you could throw us a couple bucks, please, we're dying here.
But yeah, so where was I just reading? Oh, here it is. It's, yeah, pre-Christian origins. All right, so like most of the time it's led by some sort of male figure, or even in some cases it's been a female figure, which we talked about, I think, too, with it being Frigg.
Sure.
Odin's wife sometimes being the one to lead it. Did we not talk about that, or did, or my,
no, we totally, yeah, we totally did.
Okay. I can't find, there was like specific Christian lore that,
see if you can like control F Christianity or something, because it's gonna come up like with all the like pre-Christian stuff, you might be able to hit the word.
Now it might have just been on another page. I had read a bunch of different like snippets of different pages today, but I just figured like going to Wikipedia would be a little bit easier as like just a,
and, like, sure, sure.
But yeah, I'd read a couple different things on a few other pages too. So the legend is said, the hunt was said to pass through the forest in the coldest, stormiest time of the year. Anyone found outdoors at that time would be swept up into the hunting party involuntarily and dropped miles from their original location. Practitioners of magic may have sought to join the berserkers in spirit while their bodies remain safely at home. And then, so...
Whoa, wait, so that's like a witch's thing.
Yeah, so there's, I guess, people that want to be a part of the great, like, wild hunt, and they've, like, astral projected themselves into the hunt instead of physically leaving so that their body was safe.
Yeah, that's wild. And then, what was the other thing? Oh, the I just imagined a Snallygaster, like, picking you up and just, like, dropping you, which is very fun to me.
Yeah, yeah, picking you up, just leaving you places.
Just being like, fuck you, dude, you're now in a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, it's also like the bus to nowhere, which was not a real story.
No, it's a totally real story. You should go listen to our episode on it. Fucking, these are Patreon people. They all listened. Hi, guys.
Oh, I'm going to make this one popular or like big. I'm going to make this one public because we haven't made a public one in a while.
Oh, damn. Good. I'm glad because I'm smoking a lot of weed. So I hope.
I'm just drinking coffee for the first time today, and I feel like I can't concentrate or read, so don't worry about it.
Well, I decided to sip on, because it's New Year's Eve, and I'm not driving today, a little Tonewood Love City collaboration, or smoked dark lager. What is it called? Quiet Storm.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
It's fucking good, dude. It's not super smoked. It's like... It was, the chips were smoked by, or the malt was smoked by Rabbit Hill Malting Company. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're cool. They're, like, local, but it's, like, mulberry smoke, so it's super light. It's, like, not even, like, well, it's not light. It's, like, mild.
Yeah.
So I like it because it's not super smoked, but then I feel like people who like smoked beer are going to be like, holy shit. It's just really good.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I was going to start drinking too, but I decided to wait a little bit. I don't want to be like super, like, I don't want to get super hammered today to be super hungover tomorrow before my first day of new work.
New work tomorrow?
Well, my first day of new work is Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Oh, but be hungover tomorrow before. Yeah, okay. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
New work. Sorry.
Yeah. So basically, like, the Wild Hunt is like a giant group of like all of your the weirdest people and the mytho people, and like I guess like you know you could I guess it's like whatever you believe in is probably in there, just running
right, around, okay.
Causing amok. I think the only thing I didn't read too far into was why, like,
why it happens.
Yeah.
Just, you know, some general rabble-rousing, some laugh-abouts, having some goof-em-up times. I feel like just a bunch of people fucking being reckless at the end of the year.
Here, let's just Google it real quick, because I had another page that I was reading on my phone, and I don't know. Why does the Wild Hunt want one? Why does the Wild Hunt happen? Okay, so this one says it's a way for the living and the dead to interact between... No, that doesn't make any sense. Why would it be a way for them to interact if, like, you're not supposed to look at these people?
Right.
Let's just click on this one.
Ba-da-ba.
The leader of the Wild Hunt, conclusion...
Elves, fairies, sick.
Find a number of things that connect it powerfully with the dead and the underworld. For one thing, there's a ghostly character of hunters and warriors themselves, dogs, horses, animals that were closely associated with death, amongst a great many other things, were almost invariably present. In some accounts of the hunt, the riders can hardly, if at all, be distinguished from land spirits. So it sounds like they come out on the coldest, like, stormiest nights as like almost like a warning, like don't come out tonight because you're gonna die either by us or the weather, maybe. Like if we're like trying.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like a weather warning of like beware the great storms of the winter.
Yeah, but it's like
it sounds like that's kind of where some of the like imagery is coming from, where it's like wild and a pack of like running things. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But I still haven't really found the real reason, I guess, why they do it. I mean, I guess other than to just like cause a muck.
Okay, so I found on like mythology.net, it says the myth originally began as a hunt led by gods and goddesses visiting the land during a holiday or a holy holiday, bringing blessings and accepting offerings from people. They could be heard by the people in howling winds and later became known as a pack of ghouls with malicious intent.
The pack of
ghouls definitely
started from Christianity, like we've talked about.
Yeah. It seems like the whole thing originated as a like holiday blessing myth.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of cool. But, like, I don't know. Then them, like, sweeping you up, like, dropping you off where, like, your family's not, that seems mean.
I would assume that you would leave offerings outside for the, you know, people in the Great Hunt so that they would kind of continue on their way. Like, I could see, like, that.
Gotta feed the horses.
Wait, what?
Gotta feed the horses.
Yeah, just go out, do it. Leader of the hunt. Oh, wait, this is, I think, where I found maybe the leader of the hunt. Leader of the hunt. Oh, well, I mean, so this is, I guess, like, throughout different, like, cultures and religions and stuff is, like, a list of people who have said to be the leader. So we got King Arthur, Count Arnua?
I can't really see that, but that seems right.
Yeah, here, wait, I'll make
it. He's a nobleman. All right, cool. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Fucking, he was condemned to,
I was making it bigger.
No, you're good. Fucking, what did it just say? Condemned to ride hounds for eternity while his flesh was devoured by flames? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Fucking Spain.
Spain lore. England, Wooden Herlam?
Woden.
Thanks. All right. Stayed too long at a fairy wedding feast and returned to find centuries had passed. Oh, I think I remember reading about this for the fairy episode.
Yeah. There's a lot of fairies in this, it seems.
It's like fairies, elves, and other like trolls and creatures I think are supposed to be existing in the hunt, too. All right. Find centuries had passed and the land's population.
Sorry. I like the a Cornish lawyer who escaped from hell and is pursued by devil's hounds. This is like a lawyer fucking.
Oh, yeah. So at first I was like, oh, is this a continuation of Woden? And I was like, oh, no, it's just the other people in English.
From England, yeah.
I guess they're supposed to be in it. So King Arthur, Cornish. Wait, no. Sorry. Jan Tregeagly.
Yeah, that's the lawyer. Of course, he has, like, the least pronounceable name ever.
Yeah, I just can't read. It's fine. Herny the Hunter?
Yeah, that's the boy, dude. Herny.
And then you got a different King Arthur, Ardius.
Yeah, lots of King Arthur.
Yeah, Germany, there's, like, Perkta's there.
Yeah, Woden, Perkta, Hans Hackelberg. Both Sabbath breakers. Oh, and the Squire of Rodenstein.
Yeah, I'm just like looking through these names to see if there's other names that I like recognize.
Well, there's Herodias from Guernsey who rides with witches at the sea. So that's cool. It's a pirate witch.
That's cool. There's so in the Netherlands, it says gate with his little dogs, Woden, and then. Gate with his little dogs, and then it says Derek with his little Derek with his boar bear, the glowing horse. It's a bunch of like names that I can't pronounce, but then it says Hensig with his little dogs.
Yeah, dude.
So I guess it's like certain people are just like out and about with their tiny little dogs or their bears or their not little dogs. Just like
I think everyone else is implied to be on a horse up to this point, and these guys have like other animals.
So in Slavic lore down here, it says some variations, the mythical wild Baba, similar to Perkta, leads the hunt. In others, the leader of this is a female character named Petra?
Petra, I think. I don't know. I don't speak. But yeah. All right. So we got more Perks.
If there's anybody out there.
Santa Claus.
Yeah. So it says the role of Woden's wild hunt during the Yuletide period has been theorized to have influenced the development of the Dutch Christmas figure Sinterklaas. And by extension, his American counterpart, Santa Claus. Oh, fuck. I should have just looked up a bunch of weird shit about Santa today, since we clearly know nothing of Santa lore.
I know. You know what? We should do, we got to do Santa at some point.
Yeah, but let's do it for like Christmas in July, maybe.
That's actually a really funny idea.
So yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of like people who may or may not be listening that know more about the wild hunt than we do. So maybe you can give me a reasoning, like a real solid reasoning of why they're hunting or like what they're hunting for, maybe.
Right. Wait, can you go back up? It said Hecate or Hecate or however you say it.
It's just,
and it also says Halloween.
Yeah. It's just like kind of talking about how it like,
oh, she did it.
Yeah, no, this says like modern paganism. So it's just talking about like neo-paganism people, like I think celebrating the wild hunt. Like down here it says like the wild hunt challenge by those running. It took place on Halloween, involved participants walking around a local area of woodland in the daytime and then repeating the tasks as a timed competition at night to gain a mastery over the area, blah, blah, blah. If completed successfully, it was held that the participant has gained the trust of the wood spirits and they would be permitted to cut timber from its trees, with which to make a staff.
Cool. So you just run around and then you get a stick?
Yeah. This basically, where did this just, I just like read that out of context. So anthropologist Susan Greenwood provided an account of one such wild hunt ritual performed by a modern pagan group in Norfolk during the late 1990s, stating that they used this mythology as a means of confronting the dark of nature as a process of initiation. So then that's
sure
what I just read. But yeah, so for them, it's Hecate who leads the wild hunt. So it looks like, I guess sometimes it took place on Halloween instead of like around Christmas. That's the only reason why it said Halloween. I kind of skipped that because I had a feeling it was just going to be more or less like how modern like neo-paganisms might be like putting it.
Oh, I just saw Hecate and I was like, wait, and I'm realizing that it was just in a book that I read, which is where I saw the wild hunt the most. So it does, I just made a connection that didn't need to be made out loud.
Yeah. That's essentially it. The only thing I was gonna get into a little bit was like, you know, I guess the wild hunt's brought up in like a couple different like comics, some of them being like Marvel, but Marvel being like,
of course, Thor.
Yeah. And then right. Brought up in Hellboy. It's like variations of it. Like I don't think all of them are like the actual like what the wild hunt is supposed to be. I think it's just like using the terminology wild hunt.
Yeah, and they might use some of the images or something, like the idea of there being a bunch of people hunting.
Yeah, but they bring it up during the Hobbit, or like in the Hobbit.
Those encounters, a deer running through the forest, they pull him off and Hobbit.
After they
okay, that's just the okay.
You can't half read it out loud and then just.
Sorry. While traveling through Mirkwood, the dwarves and Bilbo encounter a deer running through the forest, which knocks Bomber to. Did I say that right? I don't think I've ever said that out loud. Into an enchanted river. After they pull him out, they hear far off the sound of the great hunt and the baying of dogs going past them.
Yeah, so it's just, like, referred to kind of everywhere, it seems. Like, anything that's going to be dealing with, like, weird mythology or anything seems like it's brought up. And, you know, games, Dungeons & Dragons, of course.
Yeah, D&D. Elder Scrolls!
Yeah. But yeah, that's essentially it for...
Shout out to the Rimmers! That's funny!
What? Where do you see that at?
It's Skyrim. Elder Scrolls.
Oh.
Right? That's Skyrim, right?
I don't know. I never played. Oh, well, look. Here I am. Moss. Yeah. Good spirits serving as typical... Aw. All right, so it looks like they hunted moss people. Because it says, see, also, the Flying Dutchman is also a part of the Wild Hunt, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Here we go. There's a list of ghosts, but then it also says, Valkyrie, I did read that too, are supposed to be in the Wild Hunt. Moss people, wood spirits serving as typical prey of the Wild Hunt in parts of Germany.
That's you, dude. You're fucked. You can never go to Germany. They're going to get you.
I can never go out during the Wild Hunt. But then this just says a list of ghosts, but I clicked on it. And
that's
I,
a vampire.
I thought maybe
there's a bunch of vampires.
Vampiric being spiritual. Oh, this is African folklore. Asian for. So.
Oh, that makes sense.
The thing they sent me, the page they just sent us to was not in relation to the Wild Hunt. It just says list of ghosts. So they're saying there's some
specific. Oh, it said Mogwai, so I got excited.
No, it says, like, some specific ghosts might be said, like, in different cultures are part of the Wild Hunt. But this is just a list of different popular ghosts. Like, that's
just
all
the bridge. Okay. This is why Wikipedia needs money.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, if the Wild Hunt is something you really want us to tackle, like, head on, like, full force, sure, we will. And we won't use Wikipedia primarily. but yeah, I mean, that's essentially the Wild Hunt. That's kind of all I got, other than here's Vlad the Impaler.
Since we're I like him,
we only
talk
have a
about him
since we don't pay for Zoom.
Oh yeah, shit.
I wanted to. All right, let's just use the rest of this to talk about Gypsy Rose.
All right, let's fucking do it.
Or I could always just like you could start one. And then I would just edit it together real quick.
We can do whatever.
All right, whatever.
We can do.
So, Gypsy Rose, out of prison.
Out and about.
I think I said all the things I wanted to say to you earlier on the phone, and now I'm kind of like, damn.
Yeah. Well, what did you say earlier?
I was saying, like, I was really hoping that she was going to be able to live like a relatively normal life. Like, I know that, like, because of who she is and like her story being as big as it is, and like she'll probably never have like 100% of a normal life, at least like during this first year, probably not, but I am really hoping she can have a normal life.
Like, all right, so when you get out and you make an Instagram and immediately have 4.9 million followers,
she's not going to have a normal life. Like, that's the thing. Like, I saw the TikTok, and there was only maybe like 8 TikToks, like videos that she's posted on it. And she already has like this, like 34 fucking million followers, some shit. Like it's an insane amount. And it sucks because like, I really kind of just want her to be able to have a life that's not in like the spotlight.
Right. But I mean, like, she was placed in the spotlight for like a lot of her childhood by her mom.
I know. And it's like what you said earlier, like, it's
like, what do you know better than that?
But it's also like, you know, what you said earlier, like, she's stunted essentially. And like, I've realized that with people who have like come out of like bad addiction is like a lot of the times they re-pick up their life in the years that they like started the addiction. Have you ever noticed?
Well, yeah, because it's and that's a thing that they tell you, especially in like adult children of alcoholics things.
Yeah.
It's like whatever age you start using at is the age that you like stop growing at.
Yeah.
And like she was convinced for like years of her life that she was younger than she was.
That's true.
Like she knew she was older than she was being told, but like she really had no idea how old she was, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But like now she, like, not only did she lose a bunch of her years to being in prison, so you're missing all of that time. It's like she's also probably pining for these like teenage years that she lost.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, like, she's 32 years old. She's the same exact age as me, and I was gonna just make a really bad rift at Taylor Swift fans, but maybe I shouldn't.
What? And she's trying to go see Taylor Swift, and
yeah,
yeah. But even like the want to go do that is a very like, it's a move that I don't understand.
Yeah, like, I wasn't, like, I mean, it's a big move for somebody that I think I expect it to try to lay low for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, we're not, this is why we don't talk true crime, because I always want to be like, we're not psychologists or anything, but, like, it does seem like she needs some time.
No, yeah, that's why I was, like, I was really hoping that maybe all of this, like, social media shit would just start up later, but, like, fuck whatever, you know, live your
I think because of the act, people, it's like so in the front of people's minds. Yeah. Like, because that came out how many years ago? Like 3 years ago?
Maybe a little, like, I think it was longer than that. I started kind of watching it with Kelly when I first moved into my house on 27th. Like,
oh shit.
Almost, like, I guess at this point, like four years ago, four and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, like, people definitely have had, like, I don't know. It seems like a lot of people learned about it.
Yeah.
But it does blow my mind how many people are like, I don't know who that is, and are just real, like, seeing this stuff on the internet, and they're not necessarily, like, in true crime circles or, like, consume true crime to any, like, meaningful extent, so they don't know this story, because the story's been covered on dozens of true crime things. It's just they change bits of the story so they can get away with telling the story.
Yeah.
And like, it's like literally dozens of programs have covered this. So in my, like, this has been very present for me. The amount of folks who are like only seeing it because of Instagram posts is bizarre.
Yeah. I'm making you, can you see yourself? Sorry. Yeah. I was saying I was just making your thing bigger so I could see you. Yeah, there's still like I said, like, the Blinch chat's been like blowing up over it over the past couple of days. And like, one, somebody came forth and was like, I don't know who that is. And then looked it up and was like, oh shit. Fuck. That's fucked up. I think the thing that like kind of upsets me is like, you know what? Like, I don't know if I really think that her boyfriend deserves, I guess, life with no parole.
Yeah. I'm kind of fucked up about that. Like, because of the fact that that dude, like, clearly needs, like, mental help.
Yeah, I think that's what bothered me, like, a lot. Because, like, yeah, he definitely, like, needs mental
help. But that's my problem with, like, most people who are put in prison. I'm just like, that's not the right fucking put. Like, they don't have the tools to be able to help this person. But, like, prison's not for helping people. And it's really fucked up.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it because I think it's just going to have us be rambling for forever, but we're not rambling, but we don't have enough time.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to what we were trying to say is
we need little weird intermission music for when we have to like split it like this because we will not pay for Zoom.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. But yeah, I mean, like, you know what? Like, good for her. Like, let her live her life. I think this sounds so dumb because I don't know this person, but I think I'm just like being protective of the fact of like, I don't want her to have a similar life to Casey Anthony.
Yeah. And
I know that they're two different people with two different like things, but I just feel like the way that Casey Anthony has been treating, like, her...
The fact that she murdered her child, allegedly.
Yeah, like, her fucking, you know, infamy is just, like, so disgusting, and, like...
See, like, so, Gypsy Rose will forever and always be a famous person now. That is gonna happen. Like,
yeah.
I, like... I think I'm just pulling the, like, I've seen folks come out and have a really hard time and not really address it at first, and then not really understand that, like, it's not great.
Yeah.
And then be, like, stuck in these, like, shit positions. But, like, I don't know. I don't know this girl.
I think it's
just- I feel like I just, like, if she's going to go a direction, I really hope it's a direction of, like, and I know this is, like, a large responsibility to put on somebody, but, like, helping other people who were abused as children and yeah. not just being, like, look, this is me.
Yeah, I think that's, like, just what it is. It's, like, you know, like I said, like, I hope the best for her. I think, if anything, I just, like, would like to see somebody who did get a lot of their innocence taken away from them to maybe do something that's a little bit more pure. I guess I just don't want them to be, like, a scumbag. But, yeah. like, everybody has an adjustment period, and I'm sure she'll be fine. I just, you know, like, let's keep, hold on to it while you can, Gypsy.
Right, right. But I don't, she's putting out an ebook, apparently, so.
I would read her book. I'm just worried about all the, like, I guess more documentaries and shit that might come out. Like, I would read a book written by her for sure, but...
It's, yeah, it seems like her book is literally her... It's called, like, The Prison Reflections or something, not Confessions.
Okay.
So, like, I think it's about... More about her, like, processing what happened and not, like, a recounting of her childhood or the night that she murdered her mom.
Yeah.
Her,
I think that's fine. I feel like she's been revisiting that night a little bit too much. Like, maybe having to talk about something else might be cool. I will say, though, my favorite video, that the first video that was of her when she went to go get sneakers and how she went to go get sneakers with her husband in fucking high heel leather boots. You do it. You go.
You dog. You just have a nice time.
Yeah, you go have fun, honey. yeah, I think it's just, like, maybe it's because she's also the same age as me. And I think about sometimes, like, the differences between, like, I don't know, I guess, like, maybe if you did have, if she was able to have somebody in her life that could have been, I don't know, helped her. Like, I don't know. I think it's, I'm putting too much on this. I just want her good.
Yeah, you do. I mean, like, you come out. I mean, like, her husband's got to have something, like, stable going on.
Yeah, I didn't.
So, like,
had a husband. So good for you.
Yeah, like, moving out at 32 after being locked up when you're, like, being treated as a fucking child, and then coming out and being like, oh my god, I need housing. Oh my god, I have to find a job. Like, it doesn't seem like she's, like, wanting for any of that. Like, it doesn't seem like she's, like, struggling through any of that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That there's, like, stability that she can move into. Because, like, that's traumatizing as fuck.
Well, I was going to say, that definitely comes from a little bit of her privilege of being a well-known person.
For fucking sure. How the hell do you think the husband happened?
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not married to the guy that she got locked up with, so somebody reached out at some point.
Sure.
I wonder- and, like, she didn't really know people all like that, so, like, that's how that had to have happened, right? I don't know. I want to hear about that story. I want to hear about how she met her husband.
Yeah, love story. Love story. How'd you guys meet? How long have you been married? All right. Well, all right. Well, that's it for the Gypsy Rose thing. And I was like,
that's it for the shit we know nothing about that we decided to talk about.
I just wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about it with people. Like, I don't know.
I know. I keep being like, all right, you haven't watched any of it? Go watch, like, these 12 things.
Yeah.
And then come back and we'll hang out. We'll go get a drink.
Well, it's funny because, like, I didn't, like, during the beginning, like, I think the first week of me being unemployed, I, like, me and Joe, oh yeah, Joe got sick that weekend. He ended up getting COVID. So I just quarantined with him because I was like, I was fine, but I was like, whatever. Like, it's not like I'm fucking going out or anything anyway.
Right.
I was bored and was just, like, on a roll after the whole Love Has Won documentary. Like, I watched that and then I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this, like, Gypsy Rose one that had just, like, so happened to pop up. And I was like, damn, that was actually like a decent documentary. And then I was trying to explain it to Joe, who didn't know anything about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go put on the act.
Yeah, and I'm just going to do this now.
And like we talked about, like, that, I think that, like, adaptation was, like, there's problematic parts for sure. Right. But it's entertaining. Like,
yeah, I mean, it feels like a Lifetime show. Like, that's it. Yeah. Like, and I've there's in my brain, because I mean, I was raised on true crime. So, like, in my brain, I've sectioned out types of true crime.
Yeah.
There's, like, cop interviews, right? And that's where they're all like, these cops did so much good. And then they just kind of interview cops and they just talk about how they were bumbling around for a while and really could have done more. Yeah. And then there's like reenactments. Like I love a like reenactment. Yeah. Like when the whole thing's just like bad acting.
My favorite reenactment show is a haunting.
Yeah. No, a haunting reenactment show is tight. But Johnny and I just watched one like Bizarre Killers or something. And it was like the worst like 90s horror movie you could ever see. But
that's exactly what I'm
talking about. Times. But in it, they were like, so times, locations, dates, names, and events may have been changed. And I'm like, so you're just making up stories? Like,
making
some
shit
of them were like vaguely familiar, but I was like, that's not how that fucking story goes. But then there's like the Lifetime feeling docu-series, true crime.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. Like, I don't do reality TV just because I just don't.
Yeah.
But like, that is the garbage that I'm like, yeah, this feels good.
Well, so like that was the weird thing was like, so I had watched that documentary and I think Joe had like, you know, been half awake, half asleep for it. So I like put on the act. I think the next day when he was feeling better and watched the whole thing that whole day. And then I just remember like Googling her. Because, like, I hadn't thought about that whole thing in a while. And, like, I Googled her and I was like, oh, my God, she's getting released in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's just like it was weird timing for me to have, like, just like rewatched a bunch of shit about her. And then to find out that she's like now out and about and licking things.
You set an internal timer.
Yeah, I guess like years ago it was like, remember, Sam.
Remember, 2024, it's a coming.
Yeah,
well, I guess it would have been 2025.
Yeah, and then
she was released 2 years early.
Yeah, she in an interview she had said something about like there's the potential I could get out at the end of 2023, and then I mean that was
right because they fucking they put that thing out,
mm-hmm.
and that's when they were like her retrial happened.
I think that was
resentencing. What's it called?
Like, it's like when they revisit a case. Like I don't remember what it's called, but like, it's like
the whole thing. There's a word for it, and it's to like usually to just decrease the sentence.
Yeah, it's like to revisit the whole thing and like reevaluate the whole thing. And like, I think that was in 2019 because that's when her boyfriend got the additional sentencing because he was originally in 2016 sentenced to 25 years.
And did you ever look up why he got extended?
I think they just went through all of the stuff, like all of the like testimonies and like, I guess like evidence and decided that it was like, I think it was like not second degree murder anymore. It ended up being like first, they called it like first degree murder.
Right. Okay.
So now he's sentenced to life in prison without parole and then an additional 25 years on top of life.
You know what? That, oh God, this is awful to say. I don't fucking know shit. So nobody get mad at me for this. Sounds like she said something that they wanted to hear.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like that she like got out early and his shit got extended with a different more increased charge.
I think what everything like if I were in like a perfect fucking world, like I don't think any one of them had like I don't think Gypsy should have served any jail time. I think she should have been in psychiatric help, and I also think that with him too. Like I just think that like I don't know too, like for him to be so easily swayed to like go and...
Well, yeah, he was just like, I was in love with her. I would do anything for her. Like, and that, being blinded by love is not being fucking abused medically by your fucking mother.
Yeah, I just kind of think that, like, he already had some issues, like, that weren't addressed or, like, diagnosed. Like, I mean, they had talked about it in a couple documentaries, too. Like, the one thing I was, like, I either reading or watching was, I guess there was an ex-girlfriend of his that had reached out to Gypsy and had said, like, hey, you know, he's not very stable. Like, you know, like, I guess, like, just had talked about his mental state and how he's, like, not a safe person to be around. And just like, well, that's just an ex-girlfriend, like, hitting you up type thing, which, like, honestly, I probably would have thought the same thing until, like, maybe it was like, yeah, I'll murder your mom.
Right.
And, like, I would have been like, well, wait, hold up. But I mean, she also,
yeah, because, like, how are you so comfortable bringing that up with a guy? You know, like,
it's definitely like,
how are you so comfortable being like, will you help me? Like, what gets you to the point where you're like, will you help me kill my mom?
I think
except it was somebody who is clearly understanding of that train of thought.
I think it was a little bit of, like, just not understanding how reality works too. I mean, like I said, like, we might be wrong in all of this, but, like, when you're living in a world that is, like, catered to you by, like she lived in a young person's world, like, the whole time, like, fantasy, like, or not, like, Disney movies and, like, how, like, you know, the princess always gets, like, a happy ending and, like, somebody is always there to save her and, like,
when you're sheltered, all you have are these ideas that are fed to you through the media that you consume, which is your mom only giving you Disney movies.
There's no real concept of, like, consequences for that. Like, you know, she had said in one of them that her favorite movie was Rapunzel.
Also,
because the concept is the same. Like, Gothel.
Also, your mother is a con artist. So it's like you're seeing all these fucking crazy things happen around you with, like, no consequence.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like there, it seems like, I think, like, mentally, like, she was definitely, like, stunted because she was never able to grow up. And, like, there are no real consequences to big actions in a lot of the, like, things I think she was exposed to or even saw.
Yeah. And I feel like, I feel like stunted isn't even the right word. It's just like there was no ability to learn that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stunted. It was like, word, but. Like, yeah, like that. There's a better word for it, and I feel like we've been searching for it this whole time, but it's just like, yeah, it's like you were only given X amount of tools, so, like, you can only get so far until you, like, build up more stuff that you've learned.
I might be off, but, like, it feels like a weird sense of grooming also, where it's, like, only exposing her to, like, certain things, and it's, like, keeping her sheltered from the rest of the world.
It is 100% a form of grooming. That is a great, like, that is a very succinct way of saying that.
Yeah.
Like, she was groomed into believing all, like, and I'm sure she had to have not believed a lot of it.
At
but
some
like,
point, there
to
was
a certain extent, you are so, like, you have never been able to escape that world except for the couple hours a night that you could sneak onto a laptop.
Yeah.
And continue to play fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, continue to, but, like, just a fantasy that you created.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're talking to this person who is, like, clearly mentally unwell, and your fantasy gets real twisted and weird.
I think that's
so you have like two, you have like two things that were fed to you. They were both a fucking fantasy and a lie.
Yeah.
And then you pick the one that just happened to have violence because it's your way of, like, quote unquote escaping.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, like, keep thinking of the thing that she had said about how, like, the Disney movie Rapunzel was her favorite movie because the concept was similar. She lived with a mother who kept her sheltered and inside and, like, wouldn't let her leave. And in the end, they kill Gothel.
That's right.
But, like,
right. And you're talking to a person who, like, hears you be like, I want to talk about this thing that I like, which is a very innocent story.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person who should be okay enough to convince you that that is not how reality is,
yeah,
just, like, rolls with it.
Yeah, it definitely...
I don't know.
It sucks. I think what sucks, too, is, like, during the time frame of their first trials, I feel like... I just feel like we've come a further way of understanding some like mental illnesses a little bit better than when the trials were happening. So I think So I think it's even sadder that it was like, let's add to his sentence, even though it was like, maybe we should explore this a little bit more. Unless the only other thing is he could have shown some behavior in jail that maybe proved against the fact that maybe he has something going on.
Right. Like it could have been, they could have been like, this kid actually doesn't really have X, Y, or Z that we labeled in the court documents that says like he is, I don't know, fucking pick a thing. Like he was reassessed and his diagnoses were like removed or something.
Yeah. Or at least like maybe like lessened, or like it was proved maybe that like the whole like dual personality like thing, like that's, people like that exists, but like that is a really hard, like, not, what is it?
To prove.
Well, it's not a lot of people have it. Like it's,
oh yeah, it's super rare.
Personality syndrome. So like, it seems like that's what he could have had, but it's just wild that like out, like the chances of her finding somebody.
Yeah, but even if they like quote unquote downgrade that diagnosis to something like bipolar disorder, that's like also a very serious thing.
Yeah.
So like this kid, like the dude clearly had a break.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't like this kid has like a chemical imbalance that persists for like his whole life and is like a personality disorder, like he at the very least had a break. And like if he like kind of like became sane, I don't fucking know. And they like took that away and were like, this is like temporary psychosis. He still should have help. Like,
I just like,
I don't know. I feel like no matter how you go with it, like, I just so much agree with you where I'm like, he should just, the dude needs help. Like,
I like the whole like being sentenced to life in prison with no parole and then an additional 25 years on top of his dead ass body. Like, I just think that that's pretty fucked up. I mean, like, I don't really understand a lot of our prison system or the way that like sentencing works, because it just feels so drastically different from person to person. Which,
right, like there are no standards, even though there are papers that say there are standards, like they're just not.
Yeah, like that's not a real, and like I understand that like different states have like their own different like things, but it's just like wild that like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. Santa Claus though.
Yeah, what a drop my bowl. Oh, it's on the ground. It's cool.
I'm just gonna change it because like if we don't stop, we're not gonna stop. But hey,
I know we're sitting here like armchair detectives. Not really, but kind of. Sandy Claus, look at that guy.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just flat out and say it. Gypsy Rose, I'm sorry if we offended you, if you're listening. But sup. You should get some good friends. I think she needs friends. Like good friends. Like wholesome. Like she needs some blinches in her life.
Right, right.
Not saying,
and like we all have different ideas of what wholesome is. When Sam says wholesome, they don't actually mean wholesome. They just mean people who fucking support you violently until the end of the earth.
Ride or die people that are also working on themselves in a healthy way.
Yeah, and I hope she gets it from human beings and not just people on the internet.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Casey Anthony, if you're listening, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Fucking thanks for the Patreon money, but you could suck it. I don't want your fucking $3.
Casey Anthony isn't giving us money. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, if she ever hears this,
give us money.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe one day she's going to call us up and be like, you guys need a third person? And then we get to go, no!
And then we can fucking flash our buttholes at her.
Fucking right?
Yeah, I'm down.
OnlyFans this, bitch.
So this is Santa Claus. Santa Claus. We clearly know nothing about him, so I wanted to quick and like maybe find something goofy, but I feel like this is the reason why we've avoided Santa Claus this whole time, because all of this looks boring.
Right, right.
Like, all right.
There's the name Woden.
Yeah, Santa Claus relating to Odin, Santa Claus relating to Sinterklaas, or Belschnickel was up there. I just like...
Belschnickel!
What were we talking about before? Like, how did he get his elves? Santa Claus. Elves? Slaves? Question mark?
Well, the answer to that is yes. I think the last thing we talked about with the elves was me being like, I thought the elves were the magic. And you were like, no. Well, like, I understand Santa's also magic, but I thought the elves were, like, his source of power, like, his, like, recharging. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Without the elves.
I have no idea what's going on.
Without the
like,
elves.
He doesn't plug into the elves at night, but, like.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Wait.
I feel like without the elves, he'd do nothing.
Give Santa power.
Yeah, this is good.
How Santa's elves work? Why do elves need a Santa in any Santa tale? What?
Whoa, the elves need the Santa. Maybe I'm remembering this.
Santa gets his magic from elves. He's a saint, but he's also human, and sainthood doesn't grant any supernatural abilities.
Woo! I was right. All right, cool. Thanks, according Reddit.
Somebody on Reddit.
I was listening to a thing the other day, and someone was like, Reddit is, like, the original form of the internet, and I think I like Reddit more now, because I'm like, yeah.
Oh my god. How does Santa Claus keep all his elves happy? I'm just reading these little snippets. Elves have their work cut out. Grammar. Bad. Elves have their work cut out for them. They've got studies to keep up with, technology, and the latest toys. Santa has to plan all of this out. I'm not clear.
Yeah, they gotta go mine all those rare earth materials for your fucking stupid kids' iPhones.
I think if we definitely do Santa Claus, we need to look for, like we can do a brief history of, like, the things that it's related to, but we definitely need to do the weird... It's gonna be hard to find, like, I think the weird lore that we're looking for. Because it's so...
Slanta?
Yeah. He commands a sleigh pulled by a number of magical flying reindeer.
I think what we're going to have to do is we might have to split it. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, you cover the reindeer and his bag. And then I got his hat. Oh, yeah, his bag is super. How do you think he fits all his fucking toys in there, bud?
Whoa, hold up. Santa briefly used a gasoline-powered sleigh, and he has also at least once empowered a pack of huskies to pull his sleigh.
Huskies, that's like the hunt, because they got a bunch of fucking dogs.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
The elves.
Packs of dogs.
And then from... Oh, it's really... It's talking about where the elves came from. They're light elves of Asgard's Elfen. It's relating back to Norse mythology. I just was like, yeah, we gotta find the weird stuff. How does Santa fit everything in his fucking ball sack?
In his balls.
All right, we're done.
All right, yeah, we could be done because I gotta pee.
All right, well, let's quick and read this thing about the page of coins, and then we can boogie on out of here. Happy fucking New Year from Area 215.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right, quick. So, in the book for this, it gives a brief description of who Vlad the Monk is, and it says that it's one of his brothers. He was the last in line for the throne. He was a priest. He was known among fellow monks as Brother Pahomi. All right. Well, where's the fucking... This is actually... I should have read this. So each card is either a different person involved in the Vladimir story or young Vlad watching executions. Vlad Dracula and his family. Impaling stake. Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Yeah. All right. So the divination meaning for this is kindness, new ideas, rule and management, and a dark youth young officer or soldier.
Oh, what? Whoa. Okay.
The page of coins is a kind young man who brings new ideas along with a love of knowledge, a person who enjoys cultivating an intellectual relationship and who will engage in romance in a gentle fashion. There are many honorable offices in this card, including those of civil service, comrades, or writing or selling books. I feel like that's weird.
So just for one, love you. So the romance is covered. We are super smart, so got the intelligence.
Yeah. We also
end of year, new beginnings. We like that.
Ambitious, diligent, goal-oriented planner, consistent, star student, studious, grounded.
That's us.
Faithful, dependable.
That's us.
And also, Gypsy Rose, you should be all these people.
Well, I feel like this was the first time it didn't actually relate to what... Well, I guess new beginnings. Maybe it was just all about Gypsy Rose this whole time. Maybe we just changed the idea of our podcast.
Yeah.
No. I like our podcast.
No, I think good news in earthly manners, solid beginnings, setting goals, developing a plan, laying out foundations, taking advantage of opportunities, jumping in. This does seem like this is all about Gypsy.
All right, we got this for you, babe.
And a little bit of us.
I mean, I hope all this happens to us, but probably not.
Here we go, grounded young person. So that's
me.
But it's you. You're younger than me.
I'm a grounded young guy.
All right.
All right, I gotta go pee. I gotta go. I gotta leave my house.
All right, bye.
All right, I love you. Goodbye. See you later. And then obviously, Thomas, motherfuckers, this is Buffy the Two-Inch Punisher. See you next year, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Okay, I almost said what you said. See you in another mention. This is Sam Hot Vodka. I'm just keep on farting till the new year.
Keep on farting till the new year.
Bye.